WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The judge in former President Trump's hush money and election interference case in New York is now holding him in contempt. CBS's Errol Barnett.
This day starting with some bad news for Donald Trump, now fined $9,000 for violating the judge's gag order.
Protests are escalating on college campuses. CBS New York reporter Christina Fans at Columbia.
Many students we spoke with were shocked by the sudden escalation last night when students, they say, started breaking school property.
Police in riot gear broke up fights between protesters at UCLA last night. And we're learning more about yesterday's shooting in Charlotte that killed four law enforcement officers. Police Chief Johnny Jennings.
We do know that the suspect that was shot and killed was the individual that was that the warrant was for and was going to be arrested for possession of firearm by a convicted felon.
Four other officers were hurt in the chaos. Investigators are still processing evidence at the house where it all happened. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Stand up, fight back! Stand up, fight back!
University of Wisconsin-Madison leaders say they'll talk to protesters about their demands only after they remove an encampment they put up on campus. Protest leaders tell reporters any decisions they make depends on how the UW responds to their demands to cut all ties with Israel over the war in Gaza. Local law enforcement leaders say more needs to be done for mental health in Wisconsin. Altoona Police Chief Kelly Bakken.
Not only can we have those crisis centers, but we need to have a community approach to make sure that these people are getting the support that they need within their communities.
Bakken speaking about election year crime issues with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Chippewa County Sheriff's Office has removed a car that had been sitting in Lake Holcomb for over 20 years. According to a Facebook post, the car was reported stolen in 1999, and officers were finally able to pull it out of the water on Monday. The Sheriff's Office also received assistance from the Chippewa Fire District Dive Team, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and Hotshot Towing to drag the waterlogged car out of the water. Officials say there is no active investigation involving the theft. Chippewa Falls parents received a letter last week alerting them of a potential threat at the high school. According to a WEAU report, the letter informed parents that the school and law enforcement became aware of a potential threat and investigated the matter quickly. They determined there was no credible threat at the time and reminded parents that state law prevents them from sharing any more information about the threat. Area parents have recently complained about schools not notifying them of potential threats at all. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Giannis and Dame are doubtful. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It comes down to tonight's Game 5 in order for the Bucks season to continue. The Pacers lead the best of seven playoff series 3-1. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard, both listed as doubtful due to injury. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Chris, I do know that he's going to be okay. He felt pretty good after the game again. Pat, we're going to have to get something check. I think it's his ribs or something, so we're not sure.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Rays on a controversial interference call at the plate in the ninth inning. Tampa Bay walks away 1-0 at AmFam Field. NFL, the Packers drafted rookies coming to Green Bay for a mini camp this weekend.
Well, I think it's going to be a very competitive situation. You know, it doesn't matter necessarily whether you're a second-round pick or you're a UDFA. I mean, our job is to find the best players to go out there and compete at a high level, and everybody's going to get an opportunity.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A high-pressure system is built in, allowing our skies to be bright and beautiful today, with seasonal high temperatures flirting with 70 degrees. A few more fronts swing through the state overnight, firing up showers and even some rumbles of thunder. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Matt Mayer on air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Wednesday at 8, I'll be joined by Roger Quindell and Mark Berman. Then at 9, I'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
You might been hurt, babe.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite, Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. Not sure if you've heard it, but tomorrow it's going to be May. Mr. Aaron Sommers on the production of our one-day theme here. It's going to be May. Mr. Sommers, welcome into hour number two of the big program.
You know, I'm just glad that everybody knows what day it is.
Well, there's still, for now, yeah. Justin Timberlake, of course, recording that song, and it was spoofed and made fun of on Saturday Night Live years ago, and it's kind of become a thing now on April 30th that tomorrow it's going to be May. So there you go.
Tony on YouTube says that Justin Timberlake and Terry Barr go together well.
I agree with that. I mean, but, you know, I mean, Terry Barr is like, you know, cheese with a piece of apple pie. You can't go wrong. I mean, Terry Barr goes with everything. But particularly, I think that we should get Justin Timberlake in here and do a joint interview with Terry Barr and Justin Timberlake.
That'd be something. And I think Justin Timberlake goes with pretty much anything, too, yeah, except right. Like Janet Jackson.
Maybe. I'm not sure. But anyway, yeah, welcome into April 30th. Tomorrow is, in fact, going to be May. Coming up, but by the way, thank you to Luke Mathers, our executive producer here at Civic Media. Always great to have Tuesday tangents with the Lukester. Just makes you feel better after you have a good conversation with him and to all of those who called in as well. Taking your phone calls as well in hour two. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Beautiful day here in Madison. Mr. Zommer, shall we go down to the street cam and find out what's happening down on... We are high atop State Street here in the block off the Capitol Square. A lovely sunny day. There we go. A young gentleman, I believe, just walking by. Very nice. Again, every time we seem to go to the street cam, there's not much going on. But a couple of bikers. Now, see, right there. Well, I guess the biker had the green light there. But we're being cautious. We don't want anybody to be hurt or pedestrians there. A beautiful day just to take in the street cam and find out what's happening. So, all right, we'll check back in if anything important happens down on State Street. A quiet, peaceful day here on State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Coming up at hour two, what's worse? I'm going to give you a what's worse here this hour. Your chance to call in and weigh in on important topics of the day. Also, just to clean up here from last hour in terms of the Milwaukee Bucks, they're in action tonight. So be aware of that. In action across the Civic Media Network at select stations. It comes up on, let me see here, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM. Also, Lake Air Radio, WLAK and Amory, 1260 AM and 98Q Country, WCQM in Park Falls, the big 98.3 FM. All those stations have the Bucks tonight, starting at 8 p.m., a late game at Fiserv Forum, a must win for the Bucks, 8 p.m. Also tonight at 6:05 in WRCO News from the Center of Richland Center, it'll be the Milwaukee Brewers. They're also on WRJN and Racine in Kenosha, and of course, Oshkosh Air Support, WISS in Oshkosh. So all kinds of sports going on tonight. You have the Bucks, you have the Brewers. Don't forget, we are not able to stream the Major League or professional sports broadcasts. Their respective leagues own the streaming rights to that. So you have to live in one of those communities. Also, I feel like I'm back at WRCO, back in the day, reading Community Calendar. That was a great, they still do it, by the way. Things like, you know, ice cream socials. It could be a bake sale for a local charity or just things going on. So from the old Todd Allball Show Community Calendar here, Civic Media broadcasts the second of four forums for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary. It is coming up tomorrow evening on May 1st. It'll start at 6:30 in the evening from the Student Union Theater at UW La Crosse campus. It airs from 6:30 until 8 on the following stations: WLCX in La Crosse, CFW in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, WRCE in Richland Center, and WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. That is the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary forum tomorrow night from 6:30 until 8.
And to follow up on that, if you're normally listening to a Civic Media show and you're tuning in for a segment that begins at 30 minutes after the hour, you usually have a couple minutes of wiggle room, but with this, it will start right at 6:30.
Right at 6:30. All right. You don't want to miss the opening dialogue here. So be aware of the opening statements. Sometimes those can make or break a debate. By the way, it's not a debate.
It's a forum.
It's a forum. Please, no wagering. I wonder if Vegas, if you could, like, are they going to have odds on if we have a presidential debate? Can you get a bet out in Vegas on who wins?
Well, but how do you define who wins?
That's a great question. Somebody in Vegas, I would defer to Brent Musburger. He'll decide who wins these forums and debates. I'm all in on that.
Sure. All right.
But please, these are forums, not a debate. Please, no wagering. So there you go. There's, I believe, all the community calendar announcements for today. We have those out of the way. I mentioned this, kind of teased it in hour number one. Want to get to this story from today. House Democrats announced they will save Speaker Mike Johnson if Marjorie Taylor Greene triggers her efforts to oust him. This is big news. Of course, Mike Johnson stepped up to the plate last week, went against many in his own party, and he allowed a vote on the floor for Ukrainian funding, Israel, and Taiwan. They all passed. About half the Republican caucus in the House voted against Ukraine funding. And the really extreme extremists, like Marjorie Taylor Greene and other hardliners, threatened that they would call a motion to vacate. In other words, call a vote for Speaker Mike Johnson's job as House Speaker. And there was some speculation that President Joe Biden helped broker a deal between the Republicans, at least Mike Johnson, and Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader, and the House Democrats to at least save his job once if he would allow this to the floor. So according to CNN, House Democratic leadership announced this afternoon that Democrats would kill an effort to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson from his position amid threats from Republican Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene and other hardliners. Quote, "At this moment, upon completion of our national security work, the time has come to turn the page on this chapter of pro-Putin Republican obstruction. We will vote to table Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's motion to vacate the chair. If she evokes the motion, it will not succeed," unquote. That is a statement from the House Democratic leadership. Greene, for her part, suggests that she will move forward with the motion to vacate Johnson in order to put members on the record. Johnson defended the fact that he needs Democratic support to remain in his job and that he did not request assistance from the other side of the aisle at a news conference shortly after the Democratic announcement. Johnson said, quote, "I have to do my job," unquote. He went on to say, "We have to do what we believe to be the right thing. What the country needs right now is a functioning Congress," unquote. When pressed by CNN's Manu Raju on if he would be comfortable relying on Democratic support to keep the gavel, Johnson said, quote, "You hope you have the support of everyone, the entire country," unquote. Johnson said he did not request the assistance of Democrats as he hangs on to the speakership. He said, quote, "I've not requested assistance from anyone. I'm not focused on that at all. I'm focused on getting the job done and getting the legislation passed," unquote. The Democratic leaders announced the decision at the conclusion of their caucus meeting this morning, as House Republicans have told CNN and others that the effort behind the motion to vacate Johnson's speakership is, quote, dead, unquote. Well, maybe it's not dead. As it turns out, maybe it's not dead. So why is this big news? Because it confirms what we had been reporting, kind of hearing from certain individuals, that it appears, and again, this goes back to Joe Biden's leadership style. Not flashy, no public name calling, no holding a press conference from the dais with a presidential seal in front of him and being obnoxious like the predecessor. Joe Biden instead prefers to negotiate behind the scenes in closed door rooms. And I'm sure Joe Biden lets the language fly and has the Irish temper going behind closed doors. But he's a smart enough politician, a skilled enough politician, that in public, he either doesn't say anything or he's deferential to the people he's trying to negotiate with. And what does that equate to? It equates to actually getting something done. Now, the question is, and I think if you kind of read between the lines here, the question is this a deal for the rest of the congressional term, or is this a deal that was crafted around this particular vote or series of votes on foreign aid? In other words, did Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats essentially assure Johnson, "We've got your back from now to the end of the session"? Or did they make it clear, "Look, we're not going to give you carte blanche, but we need to get this through. You privately admit we need to get it through. But we also, as Democrats, realize that you could lose your job if you rely on us to pass it." I mean, that's essentially former House Speaker, Mr. Zalmers, help me out.
Kevin McCarthy.
Thank you very much. Kevin McCarthy lost his job because they made the same deal with him and said, you know, look, if you work with the Democrats, you're gone. So he said, okay, I won't, and they voted him out anyway. So here's Johnson saying, look, I know from past examples here, if I go along with you Democrats, even though I might believe in it, I'm out. So the question is, did Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats make a deal just for this vote and then said, look, we got you on this one, but after we save you, then, you know, it would take another deal. In any event, real adults were able to negotiate and get aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. That's the important thing. Democrats say they will now save Johnson on a motion to vacate, at least this time. Back with more after this. It's the All Ball Show in Civic Media.
It's gonna be May.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Going to be May tomorrow. Not sure if you heard about that. It's April 30th today, 2024. Welcome back in. Again, apologize for the voice here, fighting the allergies. Talking about the news here, breaking across the wires that Democratic leadership in the House of Representatives are now saying they will save Mike Johnson's speakership, at least for this time. At least for this time. If Marjorie Taylor Greene advances a motion to vacate, which she says she's going to do. Republican Representative Kat Kamak of Florida said earlier today, when asked if there was any movement on the threat since the week-long House recess, she said, quote, no, it's dead, unquote. Oklahoma Republican Kevin Hearn, exiting the House Republican Weekly Conference today before the Democrats' announcement, downplayed the motion to vacate and told reporters, quote, nobody's talking about it, unquote. Well, if you believe that, I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. So we'll see. We'll continue to follow this and see what happens. Also breaking across the wires here moments ago, this from AP and CBS News, U.S. Drug Control Agency will move to reclassify marijuana in a historic shift, AP sources say. Washington, Dateline Washington, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration will move to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. The Associated Press has learned a historic shift to generations of American drug policy that could have wide ripple effects across the country. The DEA's proposal, which still must be reviewed by the White House Office of Management and Budget, would recognize the medical uses of cannabis and acknowledge it has less potential for abuse than some of the nation's most dangerous drugs. However, it would not legalize marijuana outright for recreational purposes. The agency's move, confirmed to the Associated Press today by five people familiar with the matter who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss the sensitive regulatory review, clears the last significant regulatory hurdle before the agency's biggest policy change in more than 50 years can take effect. Once OMB signs off, that's Office of Management and Budget, the DEA will take public comment on the plan to move marijuana from its current classification as a Schedule I drug alongside heroin and LSD. It moves pot to a Schedule III alongside ketamine. Is that how you say that, Mr. Zemmers?
Yeah. And wow, Schedule III, they even skipped over two.
They even skipped over two.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah. And some antibiotic steroids are also apparently Schedule III.
Yeah.
Following a recommendation from the Federal Health and Human Services Department. After the public comment period, the agency would publish the rule, the final rule. It comes after President Joe Biden called for a review of federal marijuana law in October of 2022 and moved to pardon thousands of Americans convicted federally of simple possession of the drug. He has also called on governors and local leaders to take similar steps to ease marijuana convictions. Quote, criminal records for marijuana use and possessions have imposed needless barriers to employment, housing, and educational opportunities, Biden said in December. Too many lives have been upended because of our failed approach to marijuana. It's time we right these wrongs, unquote. The election year announcement could help Biden, a Democrat, boost flagging support, particularly amongst young voters. Schedule 3 drugs are still controlled substances and subject to rules and regulations of people who traffic them without permission could still face federal criminal prosecution. Some critics argue the DEA should not change course on marijuana, saying rescheduling isn't necessary and could lead to harmful side effects. On the other end of the spectrum, others argue, say that marijuana should be dropped from the controlled substance list completely and instead regulated like alcohol. Federal drug policy has lagged behind many states in recent years, with 38 having already legalized medical marijuana and 24 legalizing it for recreational use. So again, breaking news here. Essentially the Biden administration, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, looking to reclassify cannabis from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3, which could have long-lasting. I mean, I think for me, the biggest thing is we're not talking about quote-unquote drug dealers. We're not talking about people who are found with, you know, pounds and pounds and pounds of pot on them or selling it. We're talking about people that might have a joint in the park and they're walking along and they happen to have it. And then they get arrested. And now you have a Substance One criminal record. And many times, because folks of color don't have the ability to hire high-end legal counsel, they get this on their permanent record, which could have implications in terms of, you know, applying for jobs and whatnot, where people of better means have the ability to hire attorneys and kind of get it wiped away and scrubbed, basically. So I think for folks like that, I think that's fine. I think, you know, however you might feel about the use of marijuana, whether you're for it or whether you're against it, even if you say you're against it, I think we could all say if people make a mistake or whatever, and all you're doing is imbibing, I don't see a reason for your entire permanent record to be marred for the rest of your life.
Yeah, especially since, just think about this for a second. Currently, federally, obviously it's different at the state level, but federally, marijuana is more illegal than cocaine.
That's crazy.
Because cocaine is a Schedule 2 drug because it has application in nasal surgery. It'll open those passages right up.
I'm sure it will.
So right now, marijuana, Schedule 1, completely illegal. Mm-hmm. It is more illegal than cocaine at the federal level. To me, that is just bananas.
Yeah, it absolutely is crazy. And also, even in Wisconsin, depending upon where you are, some communities like Madison, essentially, and I believe Dane County, but certainly Madison, have basically said, look, you know, if you're caught with, you know, some on you and you're not selling it, we probably won't even prosecute you. Where other communities might say, no, this is Schedule 1 drug and we're going to throw the book at you. So it's not even consistent across the state of Wisconsin. And of course, meanwhile, you have Illinois and Minnesota and Michigan, who not only it's not only legal medically, it's also legal recreationally. So I think more continuity to the system. I applaud the Biden administration for saying, let's use some common sense here.
Right. I understand the idea of states deciding some of their own laws, but I think in terms of medical stuff, why are we letting states decide whether or not they believe doctors?
Right.
Like in terms of abortion or marijuana legalization for medical use, I don't understand that.
Politics, as they say. Politics and money. But anyway, there's some breaking news for you today. You know, that's why you want to tune in. The breaking news events right here, each and every day. We're going to come back and on the other side and have a little fun. We're going to give you a what's worse on the other side today. Once again, and it appears the folks at the home office have an obsession with food right now because once again, it involves food. In terms of what's worse, I'm going to come back and give you a chance to talk about that. And we might delve into the Milwaukee Brewers a little bit. All that in your phone calls as well. Don't go anywhere. It is the All Ball Show for a Tuesday, April 3rd, 2024 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new CBS News poll finds Donald Trump and President Biden about even in Wisconsin. The survey of registered voters finds 50% back Trump, while 49% support Biden. Only a third tell the poll the economy is going fairly good or very good, while 65% think it's very bad or fairly bad. A Federal Trade Commission report says big grocery chains are making record profits. Angela Huffman is a consumer advocate. She wants the feds to take antitrust action.
That would be the ideal outcome, is to take away their excessive power. But other than that, these companies can be fined for this kind of price gouging. There needs to be some kinds of consequences.
The report recommends a closer look, but doesn't propose any specific solutions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Mayo Clinic Health System will have a new presence on the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire campus. According to a press release, the Universities of Wisconsin System Board of Regents approved a lease for Mayo Clinic to occupy an integrated research workspace in the new Science and Health Science building on the campus. The 30-year lease will give Mayo Clinic space on all five floors of the building, a project for which they have committed nearly $14 million in funding. Construction on the building will begin this summer. Former Rusk County Board Supervisor Cliff Taylor has announced his candidacy for the newly drawn 68th Assembly District. In a press release, the 61-year-old Ladysmith businessman and Navy veteran referred to himself as a constitutional conservative, saying he intends on being a voice for the unborn, defending the right to bear arms, reforming the education system, and overhauling the electoral process. The 68th District mostly covers Rusk and Price counties, as well as portions of Chippewa and Taylor counties. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Zendaya's film Challengers aced the competition at the box office over the weekend, pun intended. The sexy R-rated drama set in the world of tennis pulled in $15 million at the domestic box office. The movie was a hit with viewers under 35, and distributors think it could stay in the top spot until The Fall Guy is released later this month. The other new release that cracked the top five and finished at number two is Unsung Hero. Unsung tells the story of a family of Christian musicians. Rounding out the top five are Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, Civil War, and Abigail. Are you not a fan of three-hour movies? Well, you're not alone. According to a new study by Talker Research, the average American likes a film to be 92 minutes long. The results of the poll showed that only 15% of Americans want to sit through a movie that is 2 hours or longer. Only 2% of those polled felt a movie should be longer than 2.5 hours. It is unclear how many of them are named Scorsese. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A high-pressure system is built in, allowing our skies to be bright and beautiful today, with seasonal high temperatures flirting with 70 degrees. A few more fronts swing through the state overnight, firing up showers and even some rumbles of thunder. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, join us for a delayed round of Three Headlines and a Lie. 11:33 public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Don't criticize it.
Cool music there from Bob Marley. Appropriate today.
It is Peter Tosh, actually.
Oh, is it Peter Tosh? Oh, I thought it was Bob Marley. It's like, no. It's so, I'm no Phil Nee, understand, in terms of music knowledge. Appropriate as the Associated Press and now other places are reporting that the Biden administration is moving to reclassify cannabis, marijuana, from a Class 1 federal drug to Class 3, which would recharacterize how people look at it. And also save, I think, a lot of people from needless procedures in the courts. People who are just, you know, imbibing for entertainment or relaxation. Now, we're not talking, and again, it's important, I think, to look at, we're not talking about people who have bales of this or whatever, and they're shipping it around and, you know, to earn hundreds of thousands of dollars as a dealer. We're just talking about the casual partaker. Right, Mr. Somers? That's what we're talking
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. The casual partaker does not deserve to go to jail for a substance that is at least on par, arguably less dangerous than alcohol.
Yeah, or certainly no more so then.
Certainly no more so.
Yeah. I mean, it would basically be like, oh, if you found somebody with, you know, walking down the street at a festival with an open container or an open, you know, glass of your favorite beverage and say, we're going to put you in jail for that. Now, you might get a citation on monies, but you're not going to jail for having an open can of beer in most cases.
Now, just like with alcohol, if you are driving under the influence,
that's a whole other story.
Like Wisconsin should be much harder on that with alcohol specifically.
Sure. So anyway, that's there's your breaking news of the day, and I'm sure other civic media hosts will be following this as well. Also, let me just check on the old Twitter here. Oh, very good. We'll talk about that in a minute. First of all, though, time once again, Mr. Zomers, for another edition of What's Worse? This or that. 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 Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again to play What's Worse? No prize money, no game prizes. There is no benefit other than you get to call in across statewide radio and on the stream across Wisconsin and have your voice and your opinion heard. All right? So we're going to give you the what's worse, so then call in 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Here it is. From the folks at the home office, what's worse, Chili's or Applebee's? Chili's or Applebee's? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media Hotline. No, the app. Download the app at your favorite Apple or Android device. What's worse, Chili's or Applebee's? Now, I've eaten it both. This is not to hate on either one, but they're more chain type of commercial, corporate type of restaurants. And over the years, I would say Applebee's more than Chili's have kind of, many of them have been closed. And some of them have kind of gone downhill. There was a day back in the mid to late 90s where my friend Sam and I were eating at Applebee's probably once a week on average.
Wow. I used to go a lot with my family.
Yeah. And it's just, they kind of changed the menu. And then, like a lot of places, like the price went up, but the value really didn't go up, in my opinion. I also think that where Chili's missed it was for a while they dropped the whole baby back ribs thing. You know, Chili's, baby.
Back baby, back baby.
Exactly.
Back. No, that's a different thing, I think.
No, I think that's.
Is that Chili's?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's what it was. If you dial up like the old theme music for Chili's from the late 90s, and then they dropped that, I think they're bringing it back. Probably because some of the Chili's aren't doing too well. So the question, what's worse, Chili's or Applebee's? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
Tony on YouTube. Not a fan of Chili's. Or, well, I guess that's not necessary.
Just says Chili's is worse.
All right. And a texter on WAUK says Applebee's, no question.
All right. So some very opinionated. So Tony, for sure, Chili's is worse.
I
The listener to Waukesha, Applebee's, no, he says, he or she says, no question.
I think I've only been to Chili's like maybe twice.
Really?
Because there isn't one in Manitowoc.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just hadn't. I mean, and I enjoyed it. Applebee's, I will say, I have a much larger sample to pull from because, as we talked about, my family used to go there a lot.
Yeah.
But they've stopped going as much because, like you said, the price has gone up. The quality doesn't seem to have really gone up. I've had some questionable menu items there. I once had a grilled watermelon and shrimp salad because I was like, that sounds weird. I got to try it. And I ate it and I was like, yep, that's weird. Don't like it.
That was your first problem, right? Just being too adventurous.
Yeah.
No, grilled watermelon and shrimp?
Yes. It was interesting. The grilled watermelon being both hot and cold was just not right.
Not right at all.
Also, Applebee's is the only place I, as a white man, have been racially discriminated against. It taught me a lot.
I'm not even going to ask. All right. It seems like back in the late 90s when I used to go there, Applebee's had like a grilled chicken and like a balsamic and something else. It was really good. And they took that off the menu and they changed things around. I'm not sure there's an Applebee's still in existence in Madison. There is a Chili's out by Westtown Mall. I was there recently, within the last year, I guess, or so. So what's worse, Chili's or Applebee's? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Off the text line, Madison Plumber. I like that. A Madison Plumber listening on WMDX. And by the way, Who earns their money more than plumbers? I mean, these folks, they go through long apprenticeship programs. Sometimes they'll go to schooling as well, but big apprenticeship programs. And like having had a small business, a couple of them, plumbers have to do some of the most thankless, dirty jobs in the world. But without them, we would all be up crap creek. So literally and figuratively. So number one, a shout out to all the plumbers out there. But this is a Madison Plumber listening on WMDX says, the only reason I go to either place is for a free meal. A little salty. All right, very good. From the Madison Plumber. So he's voting neither one. But in any event, there you go. Also, we have Tony calling in on Beaver Dam, or from Beaver Dam. Lovely city of Beaver Dam. Tony, thanks for calling in. What's worse, Chili's or Applebee's?
Well, we don't have a Chili's here in Beaver Dam. And the Applebee's, they had one location, and it took you an hour to get service. And the second location, I haven't heard anything good about it.
Really?
So I can't approve Applebee's, and I don't know about Chili's. I've never been there.
All right. Well, I mean, the ribs are pretty good. I think their margaritas are pretty good at Chili's. But all right, thank you. How are things out in Beaver Dam today, Tony? Is it sunny like it is here in Madison?
Well, it's a beautiful day out here. Sun shining and yeah.
It reminds,
no wind. And
my maternal grandfather used to have a saying about Beaver Dam. Said, I went to Beaver Dam to get some dam water. And the dam man told me I couldn't have any of his dam water. So I went home from Beaver Dam and never swore once.
Called the Dam Bar.
The Dam Bar, all right.
Yes.
My grandpa would say that, and my very devout Christian grandmother would look at him and say, Warren, honestly. And he'd say, well, it's true.
I'm going to the Dam Bar.
All right. Thank you, Tony. You go to the Dam Bar. I appreciate you calling from beautiful Beaver Dam. What's worse, Chili's or Applebee's?
Tony, a different Tony on YouTube says, where I live, Chili's isn't really around, and Applebee's is overpriced and has weak drinks, but that seems to be across the board for restaurants these days.
Yeah, particularly kind of these big chain restaurants. That's why, as Trigvi Olsen and I found out, who, by the way, he'll be on the program with us tomorrow, it's 9 times out of 10, I feel, sometimes just better to go to a local establishment like that And, you know, the local business owner is probably going to treat you better. But, I mean, everything has a place, right? Everything has a place. And
right.
Sometimes when you're on the road traveling, you just want consistency. But I think Chili's and Applebee's are both examples of larger chains that were really, really big at one point, and for whatever reason, have lost a little bit of their luster. What's worse, Chili's or Applebee's? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Andrew from Maine, listening on WAUK, says, it's tough to compare when there is one Chili's in southern Maine and 16 Applebee's. Wow. One of which is a mile down the street from my house. The local Applebee's has an awesome staff and good food, though not always the case with every location, of course. Or right there, Andrew from Maine nails it on the head. And I've also been the general manager for a sports bar, a chain, and I think Andrew gets it. A lot of it comes down to the service. And it's tough sometimes in today's world where it's hard to find folks in the labor market and the service, you know, is not what. So I think any restaurant that has good service is going to rise to the top. What's worse, Chili's or Applebee's? Calling or texting from WRCE, the old hometown in Richland Center, Chili's. Because Applebee's has Dollarita promotions, and you can get smoked and hit on cougars for real cheap.
This is a really good one. You know, I was going to bring up Applebee's dollar drinks, but it would not have been as funny as this texture, so I'm glad I waited.
Clip that, and we may have to frame that. That may be one of our better texts off the old text line. Because Applebee's has Dollarita promotions, and you can get smoked and hit on cougars for real cheap.
Even if they're weak drinks, when they're only a dollar, it doesn't matter.
What's worse, Steve from Milwaukee texting in. Thank you, Steve. He says, Applebee's is for sure worse. Wow. It's interesting to me how people have very definitive, like, it's either one or the other.
And I think it really comes down to that local difference. Because, right? Like I said, you know, my family used to go there all the time and then they stopped. And maybe if we went again now, it would be better. I mean, I think it was just a change in management.
Yeah. See, good management, good service always makes a huge difference in where you want to go. A couple minutes left here. What is worse, Chili's or Applebee's? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media line. This text brings up an entire discussion which we probably don't want to get into right now. But, I mean, are you going to an Applebee's specifically to hit on cougars? I mean, is this a thing? Is this for the younger generation aware of?
I can't say I've ever gone to Applebee's to hit on cougars. Can't say I've ever gone anywhere to hit on cougars. I'll have to ask my roommate, Parker. No, he's not a cougar hunter. Once there was a cougar hitting on him in a bar, and ever since then we make fun of him and say a cougar hunter, but not really.
I've never heard of this, you understand? I didn't know this was a thing. But they have Dollaritas still at Applebee's?
It's on, I think, I don't know if it's the same everywhere. I think it's like Wednesday nights you get whatever their special drink of the day is for a dollar for a couple hours or whatever.
All right.
And it depends. Sometimes it's a margarita. Sometimes it's like a more tropical drink or something.
All right. Well, there you go. Let's close it up. That's another edition of What's Worse here on the All Ball Show.
We don't have closing music.
We don't have any. We're apparently not closing up the bit. It'll continue on until the next segment, unless it's being hit on by a cougar. That's the best text we've gotten in a very long time.
It is one. Yeah, I think it's one of the great.
And I appreciate it, the fact that it comes from the old hometown. You know, now you know where I get my sense of humor. We're going to come back, talk about the Milwaukee Brewers. Zomers was there last night, a tough loss. But overall, the Brewers are surprising people. Don't miss it. Come on back. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually a really good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that.
You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WCFW website at wcfw.fm. Your news just for the Eau Claire area. I'm James Kelly with WCFW News.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Radio Network, the Town Hall Ball Show here for a Tuesday, April 30th. It is 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. Our friend and colleague Maggie Dawn takes over these very airwaves, the Maggie Dawn Show, every afternoon from 2 until 4. Not going to want to miss it. Maggie Dawn coming up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. 9 before 2. This is fantastic because we didn't have a chance to close up the old what's worse bit. We're asking you, what's worse, Chili's or Applebee's? On the phone line right now, listening on WMDX in Madison, Dick in Madison. Dick, thanks for calling in. What's worse?
Well, it's almost like playing Russian roulette with a fully loaded chamber.
All right. You don't prefer either.
I guess. No, and the place I worked for, the janitorial company, we had both of them for accounts for several years.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. See, when you see some of the things that are underneath things in the kitchen.
You know,
I'm just saying.
But it goes back to management, right? Like, what does the local management allow?
Absolutely. And then that one that was run real good that we dealt with a lot, and it's long gone in Madison, is Old Chicago.
Old Chicago. I used to go there, yeah.
Yeah, that particular manager there was awesome.
Yeah.
But it is how they're run more than anything, right?
That's very true. All right, Dick, thanks for calling in on a beautiful day here in the capital city. Have a great one, Dick from Madison. All right, now can we close up the piece or not yet?
Well, see, the problem was that I don't have closing music for what's worse yet. So it was not that I didn't have time, it's that just, it doesn't exist yet.
It's just perpetually open all the time. People, because I think that's true, most citizens, as you walk around, you ask yourself, what's worse? We ask ourselves this all the time, right? Well, what's worse? Do I eat something unhealthy or not just eat dinner tonight? You know, what's worse? I mean, running a yellow light or waiting? These are questions we ponder all the time. What's worse? All right, we'll be listening. We'll have another what's worse soon. By the way, we forgot to ask Lukester about Brewer tickets. I'm sure we'll have some soon.
Yeah, soon.
All right. Speaking of the Milwaukee Brewers, great story over the weekend by Bob Nightingale. People of a certain age will remember the late, great broadcaster Earl Nightingale. Of course, he's since passed. I'm not sure if Bob Nightingale is a relative or not. Story by Bob Nightingale on USA Today. Quite the rodeo. Milwaukee Brewers off to a torrid start despite a slew of injuries. Now, this was written a couple of days ago, by the way, before the Brewers lost a couple of games here. So I hope they didn't jinx them. But the story is still pertinent. Milwaukee Brewers owner Mark Attanasio is standing alongside the other screaming 32,000 fans on Friday and can't quite believe what he's seen. So he pulls out his cell phone and acts like a kid, recording the Brewers' thrilling 7-6 11-inning walk-off victory over the New York Yankees at AmFam Field. Quote, "I've never seen anything like it," Attanasio says. "Nobody wants to leave. Look, nobody wants to leave," unquote. Welcome to Milwaukee, where the Brewers have been baseball's little engine that could. This is a locomotive where the engine is wheezing, the hydraulics are leaking, and the wheels are rickety. But they're there. With the third best record in baseball at 17-8, well, it was as of Friday,
entering Saturday better than the Dodgers, the New York Yankees, and Philadelphia Phillies. Brewers GM Matt Arnold tells USA Today, "We're trying to hold everything together with duct tape." Since the Brewers were last on the national stage in October during the postseason, they lost their manager, of course, Craig Counsell, to their hated rivals in Chicago, traded their Cy Young winner, Corbin Burns, to the Orioles, lost their all-star closer, Devin Williams, for the first half with multiple stress fractures in his back, and had 9 total pitchers go on injured reserve list. Quote, "It's been quite the rodeo," Arnold says. No matter, they are leading the National League Central, trying to win their 3rd division title in 4 years and make a 6th postseason appearance in 7 years. Quote, "It's amazing what they're doing," unquote, says Brewers manager Pat Murphy, who was Counsell's bench coach for 9 years. He went on to say, quote, "We lose 3 of our 4 starters from last year, lose 3 of our new starters. Now we're filling in with guys we had no idea would even be in the big leagues. That's a challenge. But here we are, the smallest market in baseball, and we're hanging in there. It's borderline amazing," unquote. The Brewers have won 7 of their last 9 games entering Saturday. Haven't been blowing out all year, well, until over the weekend, by the way. They have had at least the tying run at the plate in the 9th inning in their losses and remain undefeated when leading after 8 innings despite not having Williams. Quote, "What I'm excited about is that these guys compete," Murphy says. "Night after night, they've been unbelievable. And catcher William Contreras, well, he's been nothing short of incredible." The little brother of St. Louis Cardinal catcher Wilson Contreras, William had no role with Atlanta once they traded for Sean Murphy, and now he's making everyone forget all about that Josh Hader trade that turned the Brewers clubhouse upside down in 2022. The Brewers had acquired Contreras and others in a 3-way deal with Atlanta and the Oakland A's back in December of 2022. The cost was speedy outfielder Asturio Ruiz, one of the top prospects they acquired 4 months earlier from the San Diego Padres in the Hader trade. Now fast forward. Contreras has emerged as one of the game's premier catchers and is under team control until 2028. Contreras not only is the MVP of the Brewers, but one of the finest players in the National League. He has played in every single game, all but 4 as catchers, hitting .356 and 22 RBIs while guiding his pitching staff along the way. He's in the top 5 of 8 offensive category for the National League. You're milling out. Look, a tough game last night. Mr. Zomers was there, lost 1-0. Been a couple of controversial games, particularly with the Yankees, speaking of that, when they did get blown out, but the umpires admitted after the game that they botched the call.
Yeah.
It was interference. So I really like Pat Murphy because a lot of people said he was kind of the brains behind Craig Counsell for a number of years. And now he's the main guy. And what I like about him is that he's not afraid to say what he thinks. He's a little salty, a little verbose.
He did get pretty heated.
But I like that in a baseball manager. Hats off to Milwaukee Brewers. You can listen to the Brewers, of course, all season long across the Civic Media Radio Network. Tomorrow, we're going to have Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olsen for our Wednesday visits. Don't miss that. Today, our thanks to Luke Mathers for being on the show, Mr. Zomers for doing a great job behind the board, and all of you for listening. Don't forget tomorrow, Mr. Zomers.
Well, we'll get there.
All right, it's going to be May. See you later.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Conrad returns from his long weekend off, and I head back to Green Bay to welcome musician Eric Chellin from the band The Mascot Theory and actor Kurt Krause.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different.
brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.